Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, yesterday we read Jeremiah chapter 32.
We did.
And in that chapter, I recall that God told him that he was going to buy, that he was going to end up buying a piece of land from some family member.
Baruch. Baruch was the witness.
Yeah,
I think it was like his uncle or some shit.
Sure, whatever.
But then it actually happened.
So that obviously proves that all the prophecies are correct because he bought the land.
Yeah.
You know, and then he had a dream about it. So that makes everything correct and true. Is that how that works?
He prophesied a prophecy.
There you go.
Did I do that right?
I hope so, because we just got done talking about this. Honestly, I can't remember because I just don't know.
See, You should be in our Discord group Tuesdays at 10,
and then you could
correct me.
Right.
Because I will get it wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think God was promising that they'd all come back after they got destroyed, and wonderful stuff was going to ensue, right?
Sure.
Eventually. As usual. Eventually, after all the terrible things.
Right. And he's
that's
writing
generally
this,
how it goes. There's terrible things and then good things.
You know? But he's writing this from jail. And
right.
Baruch is writing it too. And
maybe.
Yeah. And also Baruch took the deed from the sale of the land and put it in an earthen pot.
I mean, they were supposed to, at least. They said they were going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that they could prove later that they cared enough to write it down.
Something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was Jeremiah chapter 32.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 33.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
All right, we are doing Jeremiah chapter 33.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Moreover. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time.
Is this only the second time?
Well, the first time, he's in jail and he's like, buy some land.
But I thought God's been talking through him this whole time we've been reading this book.
But in jail, this is the second time.
Oh, so this is the second time in jail.
Right.
Okay.
It didn't clarify that, but I'm going to guess that's what they mean.
Okay, because otherwise, we can't trust him.
Oh, I didn't finish the sentence. I'm sorry.
In jail?
While he was still shut up in the court of the prison.
Okay, that's the rest of the sentence. All right, fair enough.
Okay, see?
Enough,
but I guessed correctly.
You did.
I'm awesome. Okay, saying, thus says the Lord who made it.
Made it.
The Lord who formed it to establish it.
It.
The Lord is his name. That was parentheses voice.
Okay.
Yeah, I have notes about that. There's a question about, like, the fuck is it?
I mean, the only one I am aware of is a clown that lives in the gutter.
That would be Pennywise.
Right.
It has a name. This it is not a clown, and it's not an alien. It could be Jerusalem. More likely, it is the entire planet. But not
the universe?
Not the universe. Not the universe. Just the planet.
Oh.
They didn't know about the universe.
We've renamed Earth to it.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we should just, from now forward, call Earth it.
When I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Then you guys know that I'm saying, fuck Earth.
What a beautiful it is.
Oh, what a beautiful it. Yeah. I love you all the way from the moon to it.
Yeah.
And back again.
And back, right.
Okay, so anyway, God's talking, okay, after he formed it.
Yeah.
He says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
Okay.
I mean, for me, I'm kind of dumb, I think. So, like, everything I don't know is great and mighty.
I feel like the great and mighty things he's going to show us are that we have to fear him and love him. Those are the things that he's going to show us that we don't know.
Those things are not great and mighty.
Not in my opinion, but I feel like that's what he's talking about. Because that's always what he's talking about. You have to fear me. You have to love me. You have to, you know, bow to me and cater to me and make and kill things for me and do shit for me.
When he said, call to me and I will answer you, it made me think of the song by Lil Nas X, Call Me By My Name, Montero.
Okay.
That's the one where he slides down the pole and the hill and lap dances on the devil. I fucking love that song and I love that video.
Yeah.
But my favorite one by Lil Nas X is the one where he's a zombie. I can't remember what it's called. It's so good. I'll try to remember to send it to you in the show notes. It's so fucking good.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Call me by my name.
Right.
Okay. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down to fortify against the siege mounds and the sword. Okay, so that was all lead up to, here's what I'm about to fucking say.
Sure,
okay? Yeah. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but only to fill their places with the dead bodies of men whom I will slay in my anger and my fury. All for those whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city.
Wait, who's he slaying? He's slaying the people fighting the Israelites? Or the people that are fighting against the child?
All the dead bodies of men. Oh, no, he's... the people are coming to fight the Chaldeans, but only to...
To get killed.
To get killed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's using the Chaldeans as a tool.
As his tool.
Who's going to kill all these wayward Israelites that are not following God's laws.
The dregs that were left behind that didn't get, quote unquote,
so kidnapped. He's still being an asshole to his people.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth.
So they're Wait, I thought they were going to die.
They are.
And then he's going to heal death?
No, the ones that are left over there.
Oh, the ones that didn't quite die. He's going to heal them?
The ones that are over in Babylon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. He's like, y'all could come back now.
Got it.
I know it's all bloody here now, but you'd be okay.
But that's like 70 years from now, though.
Yeah, so, don't worry about it.
Right.
Yeah. And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return. See?
Yeah.
And will rebuild those places as at first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it.
I harp on this a lot, but like, I feel like he doesn't really care to change people's hearts as they stand, right?
You have to
follow this certain model, or else he's going to turn his back on you, smite you, put you into slavery, turn his back on you for generations, not just like you specifically, but you and your kids.
Yeah.
And then maybe if you guys are able to change your ways, like, you know, hundreds of years from now, he might love you until you decide to go against him again.
Right.
It just doesn't feel like a very healthy relationship. That's all.
It's always the fear me or die, but you totally have free will to choose whichever way you want.
Yeah.
No.
Except for that one way, you know, this God hypothetically is going to murder you or send you away or cause you all kinds of problems and famine and whatever else.
Pestilence.
So there's not really a choice here.
No.
And moreover, it's not a way, like there's no relationship growth here. It's his way or the highway.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a good choice here. There is no good choice. And I don't think the people, you know, and the other thing is that I don't think these people actually know what their choice is.
Right.
So
I still have questions.
No matter how much
that.
He says he wrote it on their heart, I don't believe that based on what I'm hearing from what these people do.
Oh, he hasn't written it down on their heart yet.
But he's supposed to before they come back.
Yeah, so. That's later.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
All right.
That's in the next book.
Okay.
Thus says the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place of which you say it is desolate, without man and without beast, in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, I love these quotes within quotes within quotes. Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. Except his mercy doesn't endure forever.
No.
His mercy endures only, before he gets in a pissy mood.
Right. And only if you're following things exactly to the letter of the law that he wants you to follow.
Mercy is not only for when you behave. Mercy is supposed to extend to you even when you have fucked up.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not mercy. It's just being, you know, an easy, shallow, fair weather fan, I think they call that.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you only like your team when it's winning?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like, we even recognize now in today's society that rehabilitation is a better method than
punishment,
right?
Yeah.
Rehabilitation is much more successful.
I mean, only the progressives do.
Well, okay.
The conservatives don't.
But... yeah, I'm just saying that there was none of these ideas, which have been, in my opinion, proven to be accurate.
Yes.
Were not even attempted by this quote unquote God.
Right.
You know, like these weren't things that even occurred to happen back then.
Right.
And that is part of what I can't wrap my head around with the idea of God and this almighty being that's supposed to know everything can't even figure out how to people.
Right.
You know, like he just can't even figure it out.
Did you not know about the social sciences?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you would think he would know way more than we would. Like, hypothetically, yeah. He should know way more than we do.
Yeah.
And like his laws of living and life should reflect this knowledge that is way more than we currently knew back then.
Right.
Because he knew all the things that were best. Right.
And then there will be people who say, well, that's what Jesus did. And I'm like, okay, but we're not there yet. And why did God have to be all Jesus-y before he could be a good God?
Right. Even if you do, you know, take this and still believe in God, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to, at some level, admit that this God is not the most powerful, most almighty thing on the planet because he has flaws.
Yeah.
Like, if we are to, like, if we want to pretend like God exists, right?
Sure.
If I wanted to even wrap my head around that idea even a little bit, I would have to first accept the fact that that God that I am choosing to believe in has flaws.
Yes.
It is a flawed entity.
Which automatically, to me, disqualifies it from being
right, a God. That it opens up a whole other set of problems, right?
Because the question then is, what does it mean to be a God if a God has flaws?
Right.
That's not a God. That's merely an alien that's more powerful than I am. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, to primitive people, I would be considered a God, and we all know I'm fucking flawed.
Right. Yeah.
So I ain't trying to walk around saying I'm God.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
No, yeah. It just, the things that occur to me, that's all.
Yeah. So. Shower thoughts.
Right.
Back porch philosophy.
Yes.
And of those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause the captives of the land to return as at first, says the Lord. Thus, says the Lord of hosts, in this place which is desolate without man and without beast, and in all its cities, there shall again be a dwelling place of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. Aww. Mm. It's cute.
Yeah.
In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the flocks shall again pass under the hands of him who counts them, says the Lord.
Wait, God's doing a count? I didn't think we were allowed to count things. Remember how we aren't allowed to count things sometimes?
That other time.
Or is that just people? We can count flocks and sheep and stuff.
It just depends. Sometimes they do a census. I just want to make sure. Okay.
We got to be clear. I might get smote if I count the wrong fucking thing, you know?
Dude, if we were going to get smote, we'd already be smote.
It's true.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. I really find it interesting that he still refers to them separately.
Yeah.
There's some Judah over here, and there's some Israel over there.
That's just in case they want to expand their borders, you know? Like, yeah. In case they ever get beyond the Jerusalem thing.
I just find it...
We reserve the right to bring back in those other tribes and that other land over there, because, you know...
I just find it interesting that they're still mentioned separately, yeah, instead of, like, all one.
It is interesting, yeah. I don't quite understand that distinction exactly, but...
It still speaks to the geography of the tribes.
Right.
As opposed to the people as a whole.
Right. And obviously the prominence of Judah is much greater than any of the other tribes that are out there.
Which is so weird to me. Like, when I was first reading these with you, like when we were early days,
right,
I kept getting so confused because I thought Israel was where it's at.
Well, and they treat it early on, there was some distinction as to some were more powerful than other tribes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being God's people, they were all treated equally early on.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like, we just kind of lost, like, you know, they call them the lost tribes, right?
But yeah,
like, we just started losing them.
The 10 tribes.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
We don't hear about them anymore.
Yeah. They just wandered off.
Yeah.
Into the sunset.
It was really weird.
It's just like, when we talk about the Jewish people today, I mean, I fully admit to my ignorance that I am not at all versed in anything relating to Judaism or the lands and the people, okay?
So other than what I've learned thus far. Right.
But before we started reading this, I never knew about a Judah.
Sure.
I only knew about Israel. Israel is the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I knew.
Right.
And it just really surprises me reading this that, oh, no, actually, Israel's gone, y'all. Like, it's Judah. Judah's the lasting tribe.
Maybe, but I think the reason that they refer to it as Israel now is because they want to be a restored Israel, right?
Right.
Like that's the idea that they want to push forward in the world is that it is a restored Israel.
And I get that. But that is not made clear to dum-dums like me who, like, should... I was very confused.
Sure.
I didn't understand. Right. Like, I thought Judah... I didn't know anything about Judah.
Right.
I thought that Israel was the one. I didn't know that Israel, you know...
was a conglomeration of tribes.
That disappeared.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I didn't understand that.
Sure.
How could I possibly have thought that?
I mean, it requires learning about the culture. It requires learning about their religion. It requires learning more about them. So, which is partly what we're doing here.
Yes,
so.
I wonder how many other people like me had no idea that Israel is not actually.
I mean, I don't know how true this is, but I heard one time that there's like 1 in 10 people in the United States that can't even point out the United States on a fucking map.
I
don't have a lot of faith in how much people are going to know about anything like
that. That's true. Do you remember that one Jimmy Kimmel bit where they were asking people to identify the country and it was just the United States upside down and they like had no idea what it was? That was killing me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that's just the United States upside down, right?
Right.
I was just like turning my head sideways. It actually made me feel kind of smartish for a minute.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean.
Because nobody else was. Well, I mean, to be fair, they pick on people.
Oh, so,
like,
sure.
They're not going to show the ones that get it. Like, that's.
Yeah. The like, States. They probably ask like 500 people and they show like the 5 that are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. Okay.
Okay.
I grow up to David, like not transcend down as descendants through David.
Right. Well, I think the symbolism though is that he's planting the righteousness.
Yes.
That's going to grow up from the land that he's replanting them in.
So, right. No, right? I get that, but also that. So what he's saying is, remember that one time when I said that. The branch would go through David. I was just kidding because actually I just like took away that possibility accidentally. So now what I'm going to say is that I'm going to plant some people and they're just going to kind of like somehow magically
be David,
be of David without like genealogy. Well,
I'm sure they could find a second cousin,
right?
Know, whatever, something that they can be like, there, we're going to start there.
There.
That's
the one.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Sure, he's like, JK.
Right.
Like, see, God does change his mind and mess up and rewrite. And
as long as we can pretend, it's all okay.
Yeah.
You know, we just have to be able to, it's just like any other conspiracy theory or anything else. You just have to have some basis in fact.
And then overlook and then
the rest
all
of it. You can, right, yeah, exactly.
Either overlook or bend your mind in pretzels, whichever's easier for you. I don't have a pretzel head. I have a potato head. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. This
the
one.
David is the branch, the righteous David growth thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The zombie David.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who I have heard Jesus referred to as one of his nicknames is Mr. Righteousness.
Oh, really?
Or something like that.
I've never heard that.
Not with the Mr. I added that for funsies.
Got it. Okay.
Like, yeah, one of his alternate names is Righteousness.
Really?
Yeah. And so then they're like,
I've never heard that.
And then they point to this and they're prophecy.
Again, that book was written after all this shit. They could make it prophecy as much as they want to.
Why did they call him Righteousness? This was already written down.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like, yeah. Yes, I'm sure they did call him that, didn't they?
Right.
Okay. Anyway, in those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she will be called. Are you ready?
Is it another new name?
No, it's the same name. Ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah, ready? Yep.
The Lord our righteousness, all caps.
That's what Israel's going to be called?
Yeah. That's what. No, the. Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is going to be called the Lord our righteousness?
Yeah.
Okay. That is a new name. Why would they call Jerusalem the Lord? Is God now the city? He planned it so much
that
he just kind of grew into the city?
Yeah.
he planted himself.
Yes, now you're getting it.
Then his righteousness grew out of the ground through David, which is then Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, we're not there yet, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
I'm not really sure how crop rotation works with gods, but I mean, I'm assuming you have to just water it just right, and then you get a god that grows into a Messiah that then saves the world and everything's cool.
Is that about the time that the Greeks had aqueducts?
I don't know.
Because I remember in sixth grade learning about Greek architecture and, like, you know, buildings and whatnot.
Sure.
And I remember that's where I learned the word aqueduct.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, an amazing feat.
Right.
And I don't know why that stuck with me. Also, the word, not zeitgeist. What's the other one? Zeit something. Okay. I'll get back to you. But it's like a pyramid.
Okay.
But it starts with a ziggurat.
Ziggurat, yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah, not zeitgeist.
I think ziggurat. One of the most amazing things to me, actually, about...
Words, like, that start with Z?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But the idea that... So, like, we're very heavily enveloped in the whole biblical world right now, right?
Sure.
With what we're learning and everything right now, right?
Uh-huh.
It's interesting to, like... I think that it's easy for someone who is religious or believes in God to get very wrapped up in
this one world, little right? place.
But to step out, like, what really intrigues me about reading the Bible is to sometimes step outside of that biblical circle and say, oh, these other things were going on.
Yeah, like,
over here.
What was happening in, you know, Greece and Rome and
Asia or
Italy, you know, those other places.
Right. Yeah. Like, what were the other things happening in the world
that
were happening at these same times? It's really neat to me to kind of understand that in context.
Yeah.
So I love to It makes the world seem bigger and
the smaller idea, and at the same ideas time.
Like this seem smaller, right? Because you don't have, because this idea is one idea of many in the world that exist at that one time.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I meant by bigger and smaller at the same time, because it's like there's so much happening. The world is huge, but also, like, it's all on one little thing.
Right. Like,
the world's so small. It's cute.
But it's, yeah. Anyway. I had to say that.
For thus says the Lord.
Thus.
Ready?
Yep.
David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor shall the priests, the Levites, lack a man to offer burnt offerings before me, to kindle grain offerings, and to sacrifice continually.
I see.
He's still about all that sacrifice.
We're still sacrificing.
Yeah, we're still paganish.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying... Thus says the Lord. I like how he's like, the Lord says this. And then he's like, I'm the Lord and I see this.
Right.
Like, okay, calm your tits. If you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that there will not be day and night in their season, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers.
So
he's saying there's no way that this can be broken, because you can't stop the day and the night. So I promise you.
Well, I don't know. Have you heard all the conspiracy theories about the solar eclipse that's happening on the 8th of April?
Yeah, I have heard.
So, like, that's like the day stopping, right? In the middle of the day.
That's what I hear.
So
I mean, it's not.
I've heard from very unreputable sources that,
like, this is
like the end is nigh type thing, you know?
Like, this is the first eclipse since way back.
There's all kinds of, I mean,
like, let me tell you something. Spoiler alert, it's not.
No, we just had an eclipse like a few years ago.
No, but this is a big one.
What? Okay, whatever. Yeah, and it makes some sort of, like, X across America from, like,
except
this time and the last time.
Except it doesn't.
Whatever. I don't really care. Like, they've created this whole, like, conspiracy nutcase scenario where this means the end of the world. And I'm like, what in the hell? Like, where do these people, who sits around and just, like, looks at these things and comes up with all these crazy scenarios that just can't be true?
Right.
Like, who's doing it? They have to know that they're doing this as a clickbait thing. Like, they have to know that this is just sensationalism based on, you know, incorrect information.
See, what I like to do is scroll through the comments on those things, not to read the hate comments and not to read the flamers, but to read the people that are like, this isn't true because, and then they explain why it isn't true.
Yeah.
And then that's where I start with my research, because then I go look up the arguments and I'm like, that argument was correct.
Right.
And that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't start at my own research. I start with, what are the smart people in the comments saying? And that saves me from just, like, random searching.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I go look that shit up, and I'm like, those commenters were correct. This is bullshit, which I knew, but here's why.
Yeah.
And that's fun. That's a lot of fun. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, nor the sand of the sea measured.
Mm.
That's fun. That's a throwback.
Yep.
That's a B-side.
Right.
So will I multiply the descendants of David, my servant, and the Levites who minister to me.
Well, there you go.
But
he's bringing back the sands of the beach and all that.
But I heard that Jesus was not only an only child, but also never fucked. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So what you mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then I also heard, like, in those Dan Brown novels that he totally had siblings and dude totally fucked.
Mm, yeah.
And then in the movie Dogma, of course, he had children because, you know, she was a descendant.
We certainly don't seem to, maybe, and maybe I'm wrong because I'm not in the Jewish community, but it doesn't feel like the line of David is really a thing that we talk about, or even Levites anymore.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not in that community, so I don't know that to be 100% certain.
We don't hear about it outside.
From the outside perspective, I certainly don't have any idea that that is something that is still discussed as a ongoing thing.
Right.
So I would be curious about that, if it is still something that is talked about or cared about in any way.
Yeah, people that are familiar with contemporary Jewish law and lore and happenings is.
I feel like this would make for a good, like, side, you know, episode. Like, you know, we could talk about,
like, whatever happened to them Levites.
Well, and, like, do they still discuss that stuff in today's, you know, in the current Jewish community?
Right.
Like,
right.
Is that still something that is happening? So I would be curious about that.
I would as well.
Yeah.
Let's learn about Levites.
And David.
And David. People. Davidians.
The Davidics.
Branch Davidians.
No.
That's something entirely different.
Yes.
Oh, wife. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, have you not considered what these people have spoken, saying the two families which the Lord has chosen, he has also cast them off. Thus they have despised my people as if they should no more be a nation before them. Thus says the Lord, if my covenant is not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will cast away the descendants of Jacob and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his descendants to be rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I almost said Jason, but no, it's Jacob.
So he's making a clause. He's making a caveat here. He's like, if you guys fuck up, I reserve the right to cancel this whole thing.
But I thought he's saying before, there's no way it can be canceled because,
unless you can stop day or night or something like that, right? Which I guess probably he's saying that can't be done. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. For I will cause their captives to return and will have mercy on them. The end.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't really.
They're coming back. He's gonna restore them and David. And there's gonna be branches growing through David's line and all kinds of fun stuff.
I gotta tell you, like, I'm over Jeremiah. I know we said this about every other character.
Yeah, no, it happens in every book that we're in. We're like, oh God, is this gonna end soon?
Like, this guy, he's too much, and he's getting, like, the books are getting closer and closer to Jesus, and so they're so Jesus-y.
They are a bit, yeah.
And I don't. It makes me very antsy and uncomfortable.
But I have to say, though, reading it, you have to try to go to, like, another level to get the Jesus bit out of it, right? Like, I from this perspective of the world, know that that's what, you know, the people that wrote the New Testament were trying to get at.
Yeah.
But I also know that they wrote that with the idea that this was already in the Old Testament. So, like,
right.
It doesn't, like, you have to interpret it in such a way that it actually.
I'm trying to read it just with the eyes of the people as they wrote it.
Right.
Right. And it's really hard because you know where it's going.
Sure.
Because we've been told.
Unless you're Jewish, then it's not going fucking anywhere.
Right. But I'm neither Jewish nor uninformed of the Jesus story.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's hard to take those things out of my head and say, okay, just pretend like this is the only thing that you know.
But also from that perspective, every time you have tried, every time we have pointed out an instance where this is referring to Jesus, possibly based on New Testament stuff, right? This is what
they say. Yeah.
I can also read it and say that makes no fucking sense. Like every single time.
Yeah.
I can read that section and say, that's a stretch. That's a try hard. You're not.
Look, the people that wrote the fucking New Testament clearly saw all these writings and they wrote post-dated checks, you know?
Right.
They.
Much like a lot of the stuff in the Old Testament, even.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. A lot of the stuff was written to fit a current
stuff narrative that already was out there.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
like, basically the story kept building on itself, but backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
To backfill.
Essentially, that's correct. Yeah.
It's so dumb. It's so childish. It's so not the way a good story goes.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, that was Jeremiah chapter 33.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that we will be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 34.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. God, stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.